Here is Charles Quinn at Senator Kennedy's headquarters.
Senator Kennedy has finally arrived here at one of the two big ballrooms where his supporters have been waiting for 4 hours. There he is with his wife, Ethel. Jesse Unruh, the top man out here in California, over his left shoulder.
Thank you very much.
There are several hundred people in this ballroom right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I want to take a Can you hear this? Can you hear? You can't hear? Can you hear that? That's great. Can we hear from any of this? Let's see if we can. Can we get something that works?
Can we get the girl? Hey. Hold it.
Just one moment. But we can't hear. Can you hear on any of these? Can you hear on that? That's nice. Can you hear?
Yeah.
I want to first. Express my high regard to Don Drysdale.
Yeah.
Who pitched his sixth straight shutout tonight. And I hope that we have as good fortune in our campaign. Could I express my appreciation to a number of people? First to Jess Unruh for all that he did, first getting me into this. And express my appreciation to him for his friendship and his help during this campaign and for his continued perseverance and his effort, and for all of those who have been associated with him. I'll always be very grateful. And if I could also express my appreciation to a number of other people, if you just bear with me for a moment, I'd like to express my appreciation to Steve Smith, who is ruthless, but has been effective, and I just want to say how grateful I am to him, to his wife, my sister Jean, to my sister Pat, and to my mother, and to all of those other Kennedys who came and helped me. I want to express my gratitude to my dog Freckles, who's been maligned. I don't care what they. As Franklin Roosevelt said, I don't care what they say about me, but when they start to attack my dog. I'm not doing this in the order of importance, but I also want to thank my wife, Ethel. Her patience during this whole effort is fantastic. Thank you very much. Freckles has gone home to bed. He thought very early that we were going to win, so he retired. I also want to thank Tom and point out Tom Reese, who is here, who was an early supporter. And I want to thank a number of other people, if I may. All of those of you who worked so hard in this campaign. All of the students who worked across this state. The members of my delegation, or our delegation, who also worked so diligently and with such unselfishness across the state on my behalf and on behalf of this cause that we're involved in. I want to thank Cesar Chavez, who was here a little earlier. And Bert Corona, who also worked with him, and all of those Mexican-Americans who were such supporters of mine. And Dolores Huerta, who is an old friend of mine and has worked with the union, to thank her and tell her how much I appreciate her coming tonight. We have certain obligations and responsibilities to our fellow citizens, which we've talked about during the course of this campaign, and I want to make it clear that if I'm elected President of the United States, with your help, I intend to keep that. I want to also thank all my friends in the black community. We made such an effort in this campaign with such a high percentage voting today, I think really made a major difference for me. I want to express my appreciation to them. To my old friend, if I may, to Rafer Johnson, who's here. And to Rosie Greer, who said that... who said that he'd take care of anybody who didn't vote for me. In a kind way, because that's what we are in our country. Smile. Yeah. And I want to also, if I may, just take a moment more of your time to express my appreciation to Paul Schrade, who, from the UAW, who worked so hard, and all the other members of the labor organizations and members of the labor union. I'm very grateful to him and for what he's done and the effort that he's made on behalf of the working man here in the state of California. I'm very, very appreciative. I'm very grateful for the vote that I received and for all that all of you worked on behalf of in the agricultural areas of the state as well as in the cities. I think it indicates quite clearly, as well as in the suburbs, I think it indicates quite clearly what we can do here in the United States. The vote here in the state of California, the vote in the state of South Dakota. Here is the most urban state of any of the states of our union. South Dakota, the most rural state of any of the states of our union. We're able to win them both. I think that we can end the divisions within the United States. What I think is quite clear is that we can work together in the last analysis, and that what has been going on within the United States over the period of the last 3 years, the divisions, the violence, the disenchantment with our society, the divisions, whether it's between blacks and whites, between the poor and the more affluent, or between age groups, or on the war in Vietnam, that we can start to work together. We are a great country and a selfish country and a compassionate country. And I intend to make that my basis for running and over the period of next year. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can just take a moment more of your time, because everybody must be dying from the heat. But what I think all of these primaries have indicated, if I can just take a minute or 2 minutes more of your time. What all of these primaries have indicated, and all of the party caucuses have indicated, whether they occurred in Colorado or Idaho or Iowa, wherever they occurred, it was the people in the Democratic Party and the people in the United States want a change. And that change can come about only if those who are delegates in Chicago recognize the importance of what has happened here in the state of California, what has happened in South Dakota, what happened in New Hampshire, what happened across the rest of this country. The country wants to move in a different direction. We want to deal with our own problems within our own country, and we want peace in Vietnam. I congratulate Senator McCarthy and those who have been associated with him in their efforts that they have started in New Hampshire and carried through to the primary here in the state of California. The fact is that all of us are involved in this great effort. And it's a great effort not on behalf of the Democratic Party, it's a great effort on behalf of the United States, on behalf of our own people, on behalf of mankind all around the globe and the next generation. I would hope now that the California primary is finished, now that these primaries are over, that we could now concentrate on having a dialogue or a debate, I hope, between the Vice President and perhaps myself on what direction we want to go in the United States. What we're going to do in the rural areas of our country, what we're going to do for those who still suffer within the United States from hunger, what we're going to do around the rest of the globe, and whether we're going to continue the policies that have been so unsuccessful in Vietnam of American troops and American Marines carrying the major burden of that conflict. I do not want to, and I think we should move in a different direction. So I thank all of you who made this possible this evening, all of the effort that you made, and all of the people whose names I haven't mentioned, but who did all of the work at the precinct level, who got out the vote, who did all of the effort, brought forth all of the effort that's required. I was a campaign manager 8 years ago. I know what a difference that kind of an effort and that kind of commitment makes. So I thank all of you. Those of you who are here. Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.